The most important thing for Vermont is to have jobs for people who want to work. I think everybody is concerned, are they going to keep their job? Is their job going to be there a month from now, 2 months from now? We've got to change that. We've had countless meetings on the stimulus package. We've had meetings with the president, the vice president, his economic advisors during the past few days. Ultimately, we go to the Appropriations Committee where I serve, and we have to vote on specific things. There's probably no perfect formula. Nobody can find a perfect formula, but we have to find one that puts people to work, that creates jobs in America. We see in our own state, Vermont, with the IBM announcement and with the announcements of so many others, we have to create jobs. I've listened to the needs raised by the governor, Speaker Shap Smith, Senator Shumlin, and the others. And so what I've tried to do is to craft the bill that's going through the Appropriations Committee to make sure it's a good match for a small state like ours. I believe it will be. I start with the idea that we have to put people to work. We have to keep people in their jobs. We've got nearly $90 million for Vermont in special education, school construction funds. We have nearly $10 million for Vermont's law enforcement community. We have nearly $250 million over the next 2 years for Medicaid shortfall in Vermont. And what's drastically needed, about $135 million for Vermont's highways, bridges, transit needs. There's going to be a number of these things. But again, it comes down to just one thing. We have to put people back to work. We have to tell people their jobs. If they have a job today, their job will be there tomorrow. If we only wanted to create jobs of the past, it wouldn't do any good. We have to have jobs for the future. We've got $9 billion to expand broadband, mostly in rural areas. That will do the same thing in Vermont that rural electrification did for my grandparents. I still remember my grandparents telling me about when electricity first came to their small town in Vermont. Well, I want broadband so people can work, they can connect to the internet, you can create jobs there. We can have green jobs. We can ease our reliance on foreign oil. There's $4 billion for smart grid electric lines. That's going to save us money as well as create jobs putting them in.